I thought this was going to be a love song. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Maybe they fall in love at the end, but it sounds like Jenny is getting mugged. Yo, what is up, YouTube? Welcome back to the channel. My name is Blake. This is Blake Makes Music. And I'm going to do a reaction video today to an artist named Rin. So I heard the track Hi Rin. I did react to that. If you haven't seen it, I'll put the link in the description. This is my second time watching and listening to the artist Rin. This song is called The Tale of Jenny and Screech. And this artist so far, based on the song Hi Rin, has been... It blew my mind. Long story short, it blew my mind. I had to watch another video by this dude. Real quick, if you are new to this channel, my name is Blake. I make music. I try to break down videos of songs that I haven't heard before from a musician perspective. So if that's something that you appreciate, that you like, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, the thumbs up button for the YouTube algorithm, and write me in the comments. Let me know what you thought about this reaction, and if you also have any suggestions for any other tracks that I should check out by Rin or any other artist. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. This is The Tale of Jenny and Screech, and if you're also someone who immediately thought of Saved by the Bell, let me know in the comments, because that's the first thing I thought about when I heard the name Screech. Not such a good character in real life, we'll say. So anyways, this is obviously, I would hope, probably not about Screech from Saved by the Bell. Okay, I always pause at the worst times. I have to point this out if you don't know this, but playing lead guitar like that cleanly on a still string acoustic is very difficult to do, and Mr. Rin here did it, and it made it look super easy without batting an eye. So I already think this is probably, he may be one of my new favorite guitar players, and I am very picky about that kind of stuff, so that's high praise. Is this like a thing that he does where he does like the melody with his voice? It's not really like a beatbox thing. This sounds like a trumpet, which is, the melodies I've heard so far are always super cinematic. It sounds like a spaghetti western. I don't know if anyone else is getting that kind of vibe, but so far this is very interesting.
It was a quiet, dark night in an empty street somewhere at London City. Jenny walked alone, she was dragging her feet. She was heading back home to sleep. Well, she knew this town, she knew this floor, because she walked it about 1,000 times before. She wanted to escape. Can you blame? Well, on the very same night, in a different place, there walked this hooded young youth by the name of James. He was 14 years old and out of his brain. He'd been smoking ganja with the boys. James, he grew up to be a kid of the street. His mates called him Screech, he was quick on his feet. He was a liar, a thief, a 14 years old. The devil had set his sights on his soul.
They're so... much to say about somebody who could take a two chord phrase. This is, if it's tuned in standard tuning, this is it looks like A minor to D minor.
As Jenny walked home all alone, she felt scared. Usually she was alright, but it was like, yeah, there was something in the air.
And make it interesting. How does that interesting? It sounds so interesting.
A divine intervention telling her to beware, maybe intuition bogging her and making her so scared. Siren sound in the distance at the beat of Jenny's feet. A symphony of the night that echoes crime on London streets. Jenny turns a corner, their eyes they meet. Our poor girl Jenny, a boy named Screech. Give me all your money, bitch, give it to me. If you cooperate, then you'll soon be free. I want your purse, your phone, don't fucking look at me. I mean it, bitch, are you listening to me?
Whoa. I thought this was going to be a love song. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Maybe they fall in love at the end, but it sounds like Jenny is getting mugged by Screech. Maybe it is the same Screech from Saved by the Bell. Anyways, it's rare that I'm speechless for music. I don't know how to take it when I'm listening to. I love it, but I don't know why yet. And I may find that out later. I'm still, this is such a stupid thing to be caught up on, but the fact that we're just listening to two chords so far, E minor, D minor, E minor, D minor, E minor, all the playing in two different rhythms to me, and it tells a story. And again, we don't care much about the guitar playing, as fantastic as it is, the story is, it takes hold here. This is incredible.
Jenny freezes statue like a lady shakes stalactite. Feel like liquid nitrogen in the dark night. She tried to find strength to move, but stayed as still as a statue in high-heeled shoes. What the hell you playing now? You playing games with me? I swear to fucking God, I'll slice the rosy off your cheeks. You think I don't mean it, girl? You don't know me. The last thing you see will be a boy called Screech. Reach with the sheath of the blade with the teeth that could bite through steel and slice concrete, and he swung.
Okay. I've never heard a song in my entire life that is this descriptive and creatively descriptive. It's like I'm reading a book. A good book. You know, like I am picturing everything in my head just from the words. This is incredible. This is like, dare I even say, breaking a different barrier of songwriting. This is like a different planet that we're on right now. We're on Ren's planet. This is Ren's world. And we are a guest here in Ren's world, and we're just going to let Ren continue, because I feel like we're getting a nice tour of what it's like to be on whatever planet we're on right now. This is incredible.
Possessed with the devil in his chest, and the statue she was turned to butter in her breath. It was a quiet, dark night in an empty street somewhere at London City. Jenny lay still on the cold concrete. She's found somewhere to sleep. Well, she knew this town, she knew this floor, cause she'd walked it about 1,000 times before. I guess that she escaped. It's such a shame.
Spectrum Business.
Okay, was that it? That is crazy. Okay, we don't need to give Spectrum any more publicity. No. Wow, I'm not even close to the end. We are just at an ad break because this is a saga. What is happening? Okay. I did not even look at the time. This is a 13-minute video, and it felt like I was in a time vortex. Oh my God. This is crazy. All right, let's keep going. This is like act two. This is amazing. Now we have a different guitar. Classical, which is always a nice sounding instrument. What the? guys, and girls too, this is insane. This is bonkers. Who is this guy? This is my second song I've heard from Ren. First of all, I need to comment on the guitar playing. Ren is a beast at guitar, and I can't tell if he makes me want to practice more or just like quit. This is amazing. Wow. This is all right. Let's keep listening. I'm speechless. This is insane.
Ah, story, it starts right at the end. Heard the life of poor Jenny clocked out like Big Ben. Dear Screech, dear boy, where did he go? He melted into the black night just like snow. Patrick, man, let me in. Please open the door. I think I fucked up, Patrick. Really fucked up, man. I'm not sure.
His songs are like movies. This is crazy. His songs are like, it's like, this is like a Hollywood script, at least a short story. Like, this is crazy.
I'm crazy, left this lady lying still on the floor. I think I killed her, Patrick. Come on, man, I can't knock no more. But Screech kept on knocking till his knuckles became sore. But there's no sign of Patrick down at number 54. No refuge for our villain, for the bitter hands of fate. With something far more sinister in mind that does away.
What the?
Hey, babe, are you in? Now, nothing really, I'm just a bit tired, listen. Can I swing around yours for a few moments? I just really miss you, babe. What the fuck do you mean you're busy? You fucking bitch! For fuck's sakes! Siren sounds approaching like a banshee in the night. The shrill cry of justice cutting like...
What? What? Okay.
The sharpest knife, but Screech was never one to run, not one to miss a fight. One hand upon his blade, he turned to face the blue lights. Come on then, you fucking cunts, let's fucking have you then. I am Screech, I'm the boss, I'm the ender of men. You think that uniform you're wearing means that you own these streets? These are my fucking streets, and they call me fucking Screech. Richard was an officer who said...
This is incredible. If you don't like this, I don't know who you are. This is incredible.
That's 8 foot 3. Working London on the night shift, what he didn't think he'd see was a boy running at him like an animal possessed. With no time to hesitate, he fired 4 bullets at Screech's chest.
Hold up. We get Foley effects live from the guitar? Are you kidding? If you don't know what Foley is, I hope you do. But if you don't, that's cool. It's not like a common thing people talk about. That's where they go in and replace and create create sound effects and movies. And what we just heard, it sounded like he dropped a bullet in his guitar. I can't tell because of the placement of, it's not supposed to be maybe not known, or he dropped a pick or something, but we got that. And now I'm questioning if what we're hearing is an actual like live performance or not, because it seems live now. This is wild. All one shot, and we're getting sound effects live with the story. It sounds like Screech just got capped. This is amazing. Oh my gosh.
Ah, story it ends right at the start. Young Screech and poor Jenny lying one street apart. An officer shaken by the boy that he claimed. Two bodies lay lifeless, and it's such a shame. It's such a shame.
We're about to get a commercial break, I'm assuming. Maybe.
So I'm not.
Yes, we are. Whoever this dude is. Okay. I guess we'll be commenting on sections. So, oh my gosh. Okay, hold on. I have to like let that soak in for a second. And I'm going to go ahead and skip through this commercial. This is a musical genius. Okay? This is a musical genius. If you ever wondered what a musical genius is, it is this. It is somebody who breaks creative barriers. There are a lot of artists out there that call themselves creative geniuses, and I would argue that a lot of them are not. In fact, most of them aren't. This is a creative genius. This is... I have never in my life have I ever seen or heard anything like what I'm experiencing right now. And I thought the Hyren video was genius. This is even better, because we're experiencing an entire Hollywood blockbuster, like indie film, basically. I know it's a Hollywood blockbuster indie film. That's contradictory. This is amazing. If this does not win awards somehow for something by someone, I don't know like what to do. This is incredible. If Ren does not blow up this year, I've lost all faith. Another thing I wanted to comment on. It seems like the only people that did this video would be Ren and the director. There are a couple of super successful artists that have been brewing over the last couple of years that have that formula where it's just an artist and a videographer, and they work together and they create, and it is, I mean, obviously you have to put in the work, but that seems to be a pretty good formula lately. So artists, videographers, if you're listening, you should probably be networking amongst each other. That seems like more important these days than getting a manager or getting signed by a label. You can call your own shots. Obviously, if you're making great content, people will care. This is amazing. Violet's Tale. How many perspectives do we have? We have three? This is incredible. And who is Violet? Did I miss that? Such a good composer. Even though it's one acoustic. And if this is how all of his songs are, it's just acoustic and vocals, and that's it. I don't hear any doubling. I don't hear anything. This all seems like I'm watching a live performance, not a lip sync or anything like that. I don't feel like I'm experiencing anything other than that. So if that's the case, then this is by far one of the best music videos I've ever seen. What is with this guy's melodies, man? They're so good. rapping now? Oh my God, dude, stop. You're so good at guitar. Oh man, okay. That is really hard to do. Obviously, you could do it a lot easier on acoustic. It's a little bit it's a little easier to do on electric, my bad. But the fact that you're doing it this cleanly on acoustic, usually when people tap, it doesn't sound as clean as you would think it does. It gets covered up by effects and distortion and all kinds of stuff. We're hearing every nuance of this dude's technical skill in guitar, and it is mind-blowing. You can hear the fret noise. Oh man, the reverb sounds so good.
London City, far from pretty, 2005. A lady down in Paddington is fighting just to stay alive. Rhythmic beeps and bloodstains, she saw a lady weep. She's tired and frail. To set the scene, we must rewind the hands of time for Violet's tale.
Seriously, we're watching a movie right now. The movie is the performance. It's not, you could take the music video away and we would still be experiencing a movie, listening to a movie. This is we're breaking the songwriting barriers today, people. Seriously, these melodies are so good.
Violet was a silent girl, grew up with violent starts. Her mother was a drinker and her father was a bastard. Every night he took her tie but never left the room. I'll spare you of the things he did, I'm sure her mother knew. Violet was a silent girl, she moved out at 16. A semi-detached council flat, paid for by a welfare scheme. Packing shelves at Tesco, stacking jars like pickled bricks.
Oh my God, it's so good! Okay, this is such a very strange thing to comment on, but maybe there's some explanation behind this, but I'm kind of get the... There's almost like a melodic edginess to Ren's voice that, excuse me, I just got over being sick a few days ago. That reminds me of like some other pop rock bands from the UK, like Arctic Monkeys. I'm getting like just in his voice, his singing, I'm not getting anything from the genre or the style of music. It's just like we hit those edges on the notes melodically a lot harder than we would. I don't hear that in any American music at all. And maybe it's because they tune to 442 instead of 440. The pitch of A for reference, for those who may not know what that is. Music sounds different in the United States compared to and the UK, some of it has to do with their music is a fraction of a hair higher in pitch than ours. There's also the way they EQ stuff over there is different because, believe it or not, such a nerdy thing to know about music, but there's different altitudes and pressures and stuff that affect the ears. It's very sensitive to pressure. So based on air pressure, you're going to be hearing things differently. So there, if you were to take someone that mixed a song in, let's say, Los Angeles, and then put them in the UK with all the same tools and the same room even, it would come out different. It's very strange, but I'm getting a very edgy feeling from the way he's performing. And I don't get that from American performers. This is amazing. Sorry, such a weird thing to sidetrack on, but it stood out to me like a sore thumb because it's just acoustic guitar and vocals.
She met a boy named Stevie and he was a little prick. Violet was a silent girl and Violet, she fell fast. See, Stevie was a wrong and but he sure knew how to charm her. Every night he'd tuck her tie but never left the room. History repeats itself, he'd paint her black and blue and dark. She never stood a chance. The devil comes to dance.
Violet, why are you always so quiet? On her bedroom door and he's irate. He's been drinking and smoking, he's up late. And he stands by her bedside, she shakes, but her eyes stay shut. You fucking slut, I know you're up. And he pinches her eyelids and folds them up. Violet, why are you lying to me, Violet? She stays silent, things turn violent. That's the sound of his fists when they fall like a crashing pilot. Hit like hailstones, one to the collarbone, full force, full blown, blood's black, bone crack, knick-knack, paddywhack, one to the jaw and the tooth spat, detach, fist connects and disconnects a bone. A quick deflect to misdirect the blow, but nonetheless his punches met her throat. Such a mess he's left her bruised and broke. Violet, why are you always so silent, Violet? Why are you such a little liar, Violet? Do you think I want to do this, Violet? In character, she stays silent. Well, say something, Violet! Silence. Fucking say something, Violet! Silence. Wait. Say something, Violet. Not one word. She stays quiet.
Okay. What? So, a couple of things. Ren has broken the fourth wall and many times so far in this video, and has broken the fourth wall, meaning talking to the audience and still retaining the story, almost like a narrator on the High Ren song. This is, I'll say it again, this is we're breaking barriers on songwriting. I've never heard anything like this before. And I can pinpoint that because it's so stripped down, I can pinpoint where every little influence is coming from. I've heard ska, I've heard medieval stuff, I've heard, I think I said spaghetti western, I've heard there's like a 90s to early 2000s rock pop UK sound. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and somehow it, I don't know if I said this earlier, there's a ska thing. This is absolutely a ridiculously good song. I can't. Wow. Also, this guy again has such a way with words where you feel like you're there and you feel horrible for Violet. The imagery, it's incredible. Falling. So good.
London City, far from pretty, 2005. A lady down in Paddington is fighting just to stay alive. The doctor, in a state of shock, saw something here so very wrong. See, Violet, she was pregnant. Poor Violet,
She was 9 months gone. Turning to the doctor, Violet broke her silence and she cried, if I'm to die right here tonight, please let my baby stay alive. The doctor,
oh my God, this is heavy.
Composure, called the surgeon to come in. As Violet's world turned to black, the curtains closed, the lights went dim. In London City, far from pretty, 2005, a lady down in Paddington just lost the fight to stay alive. A tragedy or a miracle, it happened on these very streets. Two twins aligned side by side. A girl named Jenny and a boy named Screech.
Oh my God, what? Bro, that blew my mind. We're time traveling now in the third act. Wow. Okay, so that is the end of the music video. Let me give my final thoughts on this. I've said a lot, but I'm going to say a little bit more. I can't believe that I just experienced that. I'm the second time I've heard this artist, and the second time I'm literally speechless. That was a wild ride that we just went on. And I cannot give Ren any more props for the amount of creativity, storytelling, melody, the arrangement, the performance. This dude is a performer. That was a beautifully, that was grim. The story was so well told. And if we're going to get artists like this in the future, more artists are going to, because this is like groundbreaking. Anytime there's something groundbreaking like this, and I hope a lot of people check this artist out, I'm going to be listening to a lot more of Ren's songs. Maybe this is just, we're going to go down musical rabbit holes. I guess they're also called icebergs, but we're just going to listen to the music of a few different artists that I don't know about. So if we have the level of creativity out of this artist, and a lot of other musicians get inspired from this, we're going to be entering a whole new revelation of music. And I hope that happens, because I think a lot of us are bored right now. And I hope that Ren leads the way. I wish Ren so much success just because of that. And I want more music from Ren. And I will only listen to more Ren on this channel. I won't do it on my own. Wow. Okay. Anyways, that was incredible. I don't have anything else to say other than that, that it's incredible. And if this is, I don't rate things 1 out of 10, but this is way off the scale. This is so good. It's so good. There's no genre other than it sounds like Ren. It's wild. So, thank you for watching. If you haven't subscribed, check and see if you're subscribed. A lot of people that watch the videos regularly aren't subscribed. And some people, like myself, I was watching a video earlier today on YouTube, and from one of my favorite creators on like comics, I didn't even realize I wasn't subscribed to his channel for like 2 years. And I literally said out loud, how am I not subscribed? So, if you did appreciate this video or you do watch my videos regularly, just check out and see if you are subscribed. If you want to get notified of when my videos get released, go ahead and hit the notification bell. Give this video a thumbs up for the YouTube algorithm, just because I feel like more people need to hear how good this artist is. My mind is blown. I have to recover from this. This is crazy. At 10,000 subscribers, I will release an acoustic performance of one of my tracks. So when we hit that, I will do that. It's not going to be as good as this, but it'll be something. Not that I want to compare myself to other artists, but I'm literally in a place of where my mind is blown creatively and I don't know how to process it. That was a journey. So anyways, Ren, you're amazing. And I can't wait to hear more. I hope everybody has a great day. Make music every day. Peace.